Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Happy Sat Stacking Saturday. Let's get it. Bitcoin back above 68,000. I'll be breaking down the latest what's going on in the markets, as well as Coinbase cleared in lawsuit over crypto transactions. Also, Genesis purchased 2.1 billion worth of Bitcoin following the recent GBTC sell-off. We'll also be discussing BlackRock, AdCity, Goldman, UBS, Citadel, and Bitcoin ETFs authorized participants with the latest IBIT holdings nearing 260,000 Bitcoin in their possession. We'll also be discussing 90 trillion transfer of wealth is underway, along with a debt after death tidal wave, according to this latest report. I'm also going to be sharing with you a $150,000 Bitcoin tsunami incoming, according to this indicator, as well as the latest from Anthony Scaramucci, his Bitcoin price prediction for this cycle, as well as discussing Bitcoin to 8 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode 1601. I'm your host, JV, and it's April 6th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do every day. You can see Bitcoin back in the green, trading at roughly $68,500 at the time of this live, up 1% on the day. We also have Ether trading back above $3,350. We have AVAX leading the pack as far as the top cryptos, up 5% on the day. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at 2.55 trillion with roughly 65 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance still on the climb at 52.7%, and Ether dominance all the way down to 15.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we have CKB, W, Ordi, ENA, XCC, Pendle, and FLR. Which altcoins in particular are you guys most bullish on for this bull run? Let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the day, you can see the majority of the alts back in the green, and zoom it out on the monthly. Safe to say it's pretty divided, maybe 50-50, depending upon which altcoins you guys are bullish on. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 75, which is greed. Yesterday, 79. Last week, a 75. And last month, an 82. Extreme greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, roughly 13 days to go until Bitcoin halving 2024, with the approximate date scheduled April 20th, now saying the 19th. It updates dependent upon the current block height. We're currently just surpass 838,000 block today. And once we hit 840,000, in which we're less than 2,000 blocks away, we're going to have the Bitcoin halving, which we're all looking forward to. I'd love to know your thoughts and predictions where you feel the Bitcoin price will likely be at the time at around the halving. Holla. But anyways, let's just dive into our next story of the day. The headline here reads, Coinbase cleared in a lawsuit over crypto transactions. That's right. Coinbase, the leading exchange here in the States, I believe they have over 100 million users. They had with the Court of Appeals for the second court, which ruled in favor of Coinbase, confirming the secondary sales of cryptos on its platform did not violate the Securities Exchange Act. Take that, Gary Gensler. Now, the court's decision affects a nationwide group of people who traded tokens on Coinbase from October 8, 2019 to March 11, 2022. At the heart of the dispute was whether Coinbase's traded cryptos met the criteria for securities. The plaintiffs lodged federal claims under Section 5 and 15 of the Securities Act of 1933, alongside Section 5. Now, they also presented state law claims related to securities legislation in California, Florida, New Jersey, representing a nationwide class of individuals. The plaintiffs contended that Coinbase's actions amounted to offering and selling of unregistered securities, but furthermore, they accused it of violating various provisions of security laws. However, Coinbase contended that secondary crypto asset sales didn't meet securities transaction criteria, disputing the relevance of securities regulations. The Court of Appeals examined various aspects, ultimately overturning some of the lower court decisions while upholding the others. The court determined Coinbase's potential liability under Section 12 of the Securities Act for vending unregistered securities, yet rejected the plaintiff's Securities Exchange Act claims, citing insufficient proof of transaction-specific contracts needed for rescission under Section 29. The court's decision hinged significantly on interpreting Coinbase's user agreements, which evolved over time, varying language across versions, complicated title and privity issues, critical to the case. Clarity on the applicable user agreement version was emphasized, with discrepancies hindering a definitive resolution. And I'll just give you the highlight here. Moreover, Coinbase CLO Paul Gruell expressed gratitude on X, stating that the Second Circuit reaffirmed that there is no private liability for secondary trading of digital assets on exchanges like Coinbase under the federal securities law, emphasizing the significance of the contracts. So there is another win for Coinbase, which is good for the exchanges. As we know, the SEC has been cracking down for a while on all the exchanges, hitting them with outrageous fees and fines for violations of alleged securities violations. So there you go. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. Let's discuss the latest here, actually, with Genesis. This is at the $2.1 billion buy. Yeah, check this out. This is big news. Bankrupt crypto lending firm Genesis reportedly offloaded 36 million shares of GBTC to acquire additional Bitcoin as part of its preparations to settle its debts with its creditors. According to a recent Bloomberg report, Genesis liquidated approximately 36 million GBTC shares April 2nd, valued at approximately $58.50 per share. The share price climbed by approximately 50% since Genesis initially sought permission from the U.S. bankruptcy court to sell the 36 million in GBTC shares February 2nd, when the shares were at $38.50. The total sale amount came to $2.1 billion, which allowed the purchase of 32,000 Bitcoin April 2nd. Wow, that was 4 days ago, at $65,600. Genesis will use the Bitcoin to continue its efforts to repay its creditors. At the time of publication, the 32,000 Bitcoin is worth $2.18 billion. And recently, Coinbase assured the community that the sell-off was not expected to have a wider impact on the crypto market. Quoting Coinbase, "Our view is that much of these funds will likely remain within the crypto ecosystem, contributing to a neutral overall effect in the market." It explained that the rules of the bankruptcy plan to allow Genesis to either convert shares of the GBTC into the underlying Bitcoin asset on behalf of the creditors, or sell the shares outright and distribute the cash. This comes after the DCG, Digital Currency Group, argued that its subsidiary company Genesis has proposed paying its customers more than they're entitled to. February 6th, it was reported, DCG claims Genesis's current plan would see hundreds of millions of dollars more than the full amount of their petition date claims go to the lenders. And Genesis filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That was back in January of 2023. Happy SaaStack and Saturday. Let's dive into the latest what's going on with BlackRock. And check it out. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, filed an update to its iShares Bitcoin Trust prospectus with the US SEC on Thursday. According to the filing, ABN AMRO, Clearing USA, Citadel Securities, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Jane Street, JP Morgan, Macquarie, and UBS Securities, and Virtu Americas are now authorized participants for the iShares Bitcoin Trust. IBIT baskets can only be created or redeemed by authorized participants in a block of 40,000 shares, which is called a basket. Now, initially, only Jane Street Capital, JP Morgan Securities, Macquarie Capital, and Virtu Americas were named authorized participants in IBIT's prospectus filed January 9th, a day before the US SEC approved 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs. BlackRock added ABN AMRO Clearing USA, Citigroup, Goldman, and UBS Securities in its prospectus amendment filed March 4th. Now, Citadel Securities joined the list in the latest amendment as the ninth authorized participant for IBIT. And since IBIT launched January 11th, BlackRock has been rapidly buying Bitcoin for its spot Bitcoin ETF. The iShares Bitcoin Trust Bitcoin holdings have risen to 260,000 BTC as of Thursday. That's mind-boggling. Less than 3 months, they have acquired 260,000 of the Bitcoin supply. That's over 1% of the circulating supply. Now, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink said last week he is very bullish on the long-term viability of Bitcoin. The executive noted the iShares Bitcoin Trust is the fastest-growing ETF in the history of ETFs, and nothing has gained assets as fast as iBit in the history of ETFs. Now, Robert Michitnik, BlackRock's head of digital assets, recently emphasized that for the firm's clients, Bitcoin is overwhelmingly the number one priority. He further revealed, and then a little bit Ethereum and very little everything else. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts on BlackRock's bullishness with acquiring 260,000 Bitcoin since the launch of their ETF on January 11th. Let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the $90 trillion incoming into the market. If you're just joining us, pump the likes, pump the stream. Here's the latest crypto news for the day. An estimated $90 trillion transfer of wealth is now underway as baby boomers begin to give assets to their children. How many baby boomers here in the live chat with us? Let us know. And a new survey shows a massive transfer of debt is happening at the same time. A whopping 46% of Americans expect to pass on some form of debt when they pass away. According to a new survey by Policy Genius, the survey shows 58% of the people who earn at least $150,000 a year expect their loved ones to inherit their debts when they die. Now, for those who earn less than $150,000 per year, that number drops to 47%. And according to numbers compiled by Yahoo, the average American household owes about $10,000 in credit card debt, $241,000 in mortgage debt, $59,000 in student loan debt, and $22,000 in car loans. Now, Policy Genius says that among the pool of Americans who expect to leave debt behind, 21% do not have life insurance and would help pay it off. That would help pay it off, that is. So as you can see here, zooming out, a total of 43% of the baby boomers said their loved ones would need to pay off debts if they passed away now, compared to 52% of millennials. And 60% of Americans who are currently living with their kids say their loved ones who need to pay their debts if they died today, compared to just 38% of those who don't live with their children. Now, Policy Genius commissioned YouGov to conduct the survey, polling 4,000 Americans 18 years or older with a margin of error of 2%. So there you have it. Fam, what are your thoughts on that as this $90 trillion wealth transfer continues from the baby boomers to millennials and younger generations entering the Bitcoin markets? Let me know. Next story of the day, let's discuss this $150,000 Bitcoin target, shall we? Closely followed, crypto analyst Jamie Coutts says one indicator with a history of calling Bitcoin Q2 and Q3 rallies is potentially about to flash green for the king. Couch tells his followers on X that the dollar index, DXY, which measures the strength of the US dollar against a weighted basket of other major foreign currencies, is a critical indicator to watch for Bitcoin. DXY is often inversely correlated with risk assets, rising when they sell off and falling when they rally. And according to Couch, every time June to September, Bitcoin rally has been sparked by a weakening dollar index. Quoting him here, if there was one indicator to watch to see if this thesis is playing out accordingly or not, I would think it would be the dollar. Every Bitcoin summer rally has been precipitated by a stronger dollar, which peaks and rolls over, which, as it cascades lower, sends Bitcoin skyrocketing. And with the DXY in the midst of a long consolidation range, Couch says that they break below 101 mark would be what kicks off a massive rally for Bitcoin. Quoting him again, currently the DXY is trapped in a narrow consolidation range. A break above 107, 108 would put serious pressure on all risk assets. A break below 101 should see a move to the low 90s, which, if that were to occur, would likely send Bitcoin to 150,000 per coin based on the previous DXY moves. So there you have it. Crypto fam, let me know if you agree or disagree with the 150,000 price target. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day, discuss the latest Bitcoin price prediction from SkyBridge Capital's Anthony Scaramucci, as well as an 8 million Bitcoin price prediction. Let's actually, you can see in the headline, Bitcoin to 8 million, Scaramucci shares epic Bitcoin price prediction. But I actually want to start with a tweet that I quoted from an interview of Scaramucci, and I posted it several months back on X. Got a lot of love. I think we hit 42,000 views, 160 retweets, 644 likes. I'm actually going to retweet it right now. If you're following me on X, please check out my account, retweet anything that resonates with you that you'd like to share, get more eyeballs to. I'm pretty active on X, as you can see. But anyways, Scaramucci, $400,000 price prediction and 1 billion users. So we're going to discuss this real quick. What does Bitcoin look like at a billion users? And this is what Scaramucci wrote. I transcribed it word for word. I am going to be very simplistic. A billion users is roughly 8x more than we are right now. Bitcoin, I actually think we're undervalued and technically oversold here. So I wouldn't have thought that Bitcoin would be where we are in terms of users at 50,000. So intrinsic fair value to me would be about $400,000 per coin. Fair play, right? I'd add a billion users because, again, you have a fixed supply and you've got less than 21 million coins out there. And you and I both know that the mining finishes in the year 2140, when we'll have the final Bitcoin mined. But you have also lost coins in process of adoption. We probably got 2 to 3 million coins that have been misplaced, and they can be in a landfill, they can be in an old BlackBerry or somebody's laptop back from 2010. And as a result of which, you probably have about 18 million coins in the universe. There are 48 million millionaires on planet Earth, according to JP Morgan. Well, there's only 18 million Bitcoins in existence. You don't even have enough Bitcoins for every millionaire on planet Earth to own just one coin. So you can't tell me that the scarcity properties of this are not going to drive the prices higher. Now, he makes a great point. There is such a finite, limited supply. We know they can't print more. It's incorruptible. And because no one can change that code, it makes it the only true asset with true scarcity. Whereas if you compared it to something like gold, gold has relative scarcity, but you can always find more of the precious metal. All you got to do is dig the earth. And now for the latest of Scaramucci, who was recently just interviewed. Let's discuss this. Legendary investor Scaramucci shared his view on the Bitcoin price ahead of the halving event, scheduled to take place in roughly 2 weeks. During his recent interview on CNBC, Scaramucci noted that the halving is not yet priced in, as the Bitcoin price has a lot more to go. Let me know if you agree with that. I definitely agree that the halving is not yet priced in. As far as the price target, he expects Bitcoin valuation to rise as much as 10 times from the current level. So where's Bitcoin right at? Right now, 68,000 plus. So 10x here would be almost a $700,000 Bitcoin if we were to 10x, as he just shared, quoting him here. I am simply saying it should trade at half the valuation of gold, which is a 6 to 8 to 10 times move from here. However, this movement will not happen in the short term, he added. And here's a little clip that he actually posted on his own X. Thanks, CNBC, for having me to discuss Bitcoin's future amid a strong run in my thoughts on the sad but necessary SBF sentencing. And if you recall, he actually made a deal with Sam and FTX, and in exchange for a part of his company, he got worthless FTT tokens. So he was right caught in the middle. But anyways, watch the interview that he did. Check the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's discuss his cycle target. In April 2024, the Bitcoin market, as we know, experienced significant growth with the introduction of the Bitcoin ETFs on January 11th and driving over 10 billion of new flows into Bitcoin. This surpasses the 10 billion milestone reached by the gold ETF in just 25% of the time. And there is a belief that the Bitcoin halving event, where miner rewards get cut in half, has already been factored into the pricing. But Scaramucci disagrees, arguing that there is still more room for significant growth in the Bitcoin value. Scaramucci sees Bitcoin as a digital store of value akin to gold, with potential for a 6 to 10 times increase in value from the current levels, as we just outlined. So despite Bitcoin's potential, Scaramucci acknowledges its volatility and cyclical nature, predicting a potential price target of $170,000 for this cycle, driven by waves of demand and adoption. Additionally, Scaramucci reveals an interest in other cryptos like Solana and Avalanche, although Bitcoin remains the primary focus due to its dominance in the market. Now, Scaramucci is also a vocal advocate for Bitcoin and has been actively promoting its transformative potential. He remains optimistic about the Bitcoin ETFs, drawing comparisons between Bitcoin and gold as stores of value, and speculating on the eventual recognition of Bitcoin's value by traditional investors like Warren Buffett. I mean, he shared here, buy Bitcoin, get ready, they won't stop. 1 million simulations, one verdict for the US economy, debt danger ahead, which ultimately means they're guaranteed to continue to print, which means Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase its purchasing power as the dollar is destined to do the polar opposite and lose purchasing power. So yeah, the Bitcoin advocate reacted to the latest projections from the Congressional Budget Office indicating the U.S. federal debt will rise 116% by 2034. I think they're already close to $35 trillion in debt. This trajectory surpasses the debt levels observed during World War II, but the actual outlook may be even more concerning. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, Bitcoin ultimately reaching a billion users and hitting and smashing 400,000 per coin, rising as high as 800,000 a coin, or even as high as $8 million per coin. Let me know your thoughts. And I'll be checking these here in a second. I want to share my sentiment. I personally feel that this particular cycle for a peak, my bear scenario, is way more bullish than Scaramucci's of 170,000. I think bear case, we're destined to hit 222, which is 222,000. My bull scenario is as high as 750. So the average would be 500,000. I do feel we have some type of super cycle because this cycle is very different from some of the previous ones. The first thing that comes to my mind is we have the institutional FOMO, which did not exist previously. You now have companies like BlackRock who have over 260,000 Bitcoin, and this is driving they're sucking up a lot of the daily issuance of Bitcoin, and that daily issuance is about to get slashed in half via the halving in roughly 2 weeks. And when that happens, and open up the chat here, we're going to be doing Q&A here in a second. So when that happens, I mean, numbers go up when you have a very limited supply. No more can be minted, unlike the Ethereum Foundation. And so, yeah, simple supply demand. You're going to have a supply shock. We already have a demand shock, which we're already witnessing this year from the inflows of the ETFs, but we're going to have a supply shock. That could occur anywhere from the next 6 to 18 months, probably roughly a year from now. There won't be any Bitcoin available for sale. And then we also have nation state adoption, sovereign wealth fund adoption. We have ETFs going to be launched in other countries. Then we have, you know, speculation of big adoption coming from the Middle East in oil-rich companies like the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or Qatar. They're sitting on a pretty substantial sovereign wealth fund. Then we have talk of the UAE, Abu Dhabi, which is Dubai. A lot of the oil money could flow into Bitcoin. We have a total addressable market, they say, north of $900 trillion. Bitcoin just took 5% of that market share. We can see some of these big predictions come into fruition, like the 8 million, 10 million. If we hit, I mean, one third of the total addressable market eventually flew into Bitcoin, it's safe to say those $100 million price targets become a topic of conversation. Anything is possible. The question is, how much energy will flow into Bitcoin, right? How much capital will park itself in Bitcoin? How many billionaires like the Donald Trumps that are fighting with the courts and the corruption in our world? They're trying to confiscate all of his assets, all of his property, and they're just making up a bunch of shenanigans at the end of the day. So if you were someone like Trump, and let's hypothetically say you were worth $8 billion, where would you park that capital? Would it be in real estate, which they can just confiscate from you? Would it be in precious metals, which they can confiscate from you? Would it be in the bank that they can confiscate from you? Would you put it in stocks that they can confiscate from you? Or would you self-custody it into some Bitcoin? The only unconfiscatable asset that is the greatest store of value and greatest savings that ever exist in mankind. There is literally no second best. If you missed yesterday's episode, we shared Bitcoin going to close to $2 million per coin as per an analyst, just based on the fact of the crap with Ethereum, in which Ethereum is experiencing and what they're doing right now. It was pretty insightful. We got a lot of views. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, be sure to check it out. And where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.